South Dakota voters get the chance to vote on a minimum wage again in November. What is known as Referred Law 20 seeks to reiterate whether or not the minimum wage established by voters 2 years ago is the ultimate will of the people. In the 2015 session, legislators changed the law passed by voters in 2014. Lawmakers approved a lower minimum wage for workers under the age of 17. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger has the report.
Back in 2014, South Dakota passed an initiated measure to increase the state's minimum wage to $8.50 with cost of living adjustments. The following legislative session, State Senator David Norstrup brought forth a bill that tweaked the law passed by voters. Norstrup's bill established a $1 lower minimum wage for workers under the age of 17. He says it helps younger workers get their first job.
Some people will say this is about businesses. I would argue it's actually more for the young person getting that job than it is for the business owner or for the business. It's not about the business saving money. It's about giving that young person their first job and getting that opportunity.
Norstrup says Minnesota has a similar law on their books. But Corey Heidelberger, who is running for District 3's Senate seat against Norstrup's dad, Al, circulated petitions to bring the bill before the voting public. Heidelberger says David Norstrup's bill undermined the will of the voters.
That's why kids all over the state who are out working hard right now, last summer and this summer, their minimum wage is $8.55 an hour right now. They kept $8.50 last year. They got the nickel increase just like every other worker, and they're getting that thanks to our petition effort. Now we just have to power through to November and get the people of South Dakota to say, that's what we really meant. Let's set that minimum wage the same for everybody. Let's not cut it for the kids.
South Dakota voters decide the youth minimum wage issue in November. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Schrupinger in Rapid City.